Mike Morgan here, and good morning, Rob.
I still didn't write the words. Okay.
Well,
it's the last day of radio.
I think it's going to happen. For you, it is. That's right.
Okay, but I'll get them by next year.
Cool. We're starting out this hour talking with members of the Board of Directors of the National Association of Flight Instructors. Bob Mader is chairman, and Karen Kalachak is chair-elect, and welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here.
And good morning, and thanks for having us.
Isn't it a great day on the field?
Yes, it is.
Gorgeous, beautiful.
How the weather changed this week.
It has.
From really unpleasant to...
sublime.
Not bad. I mean, sun, no rain, at least today, I don't think. But so we're going to talk about my favorite topic, flight instructors. I think I am one. I just realized that. But it's a great profession. So who's starting off with the first question? Mike is pointing to me, so I'm going to ask. Tell us about NAFI, who they are, what your mission is, the membership. I mean, I know they're flight instructors, or maybe you don't have to be a flight instructor to be a NAFI member. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to correct the pronunciation first. NAFI.
NAFI.
NAFI. National Association of Flight Instructors, our mission is to help flight instructors be better. As flight instructors improve, aviation improves. And, of course, we want to grow the CFI population, which further helps the community. We're looking at a pilot shortage. This is something that Karen's very passionate about, and so as am I, but she's taking this on. Also, to your other question, no, you don't have to be a member. Whether or not you're an aspiring CFI, we'd like to have you. Or if you're a pilot that just wants to learn more and find out what we talk about as instructors and how we can help teach, we'd love to have them. It's an organization that's for members. Just about everything we write is done by the members.
Let's think about a commercial pilot who's kind of working through obtaining a CFI. Where would NAFI sort of provide input or contact points of contact in that progression?
Well, we have several programs. One is the professional development program. We're very proud of that. It's 30 courses that take you beyond the fundamentals of instruction and the other things that you learn in the basic CFI courses. Karen, you want to talk about the magazine and some of the other outreach we have?
Yeah, well, we have a magazine with a perfect name, Mentor, because we're all about mentorship, helping new CFIs and potential CFIs gain insight into the best practices available. And it's a sense of community. One of the biggest things that flight instructors get out of an organization such as ours is the ability to share and to network and to improve their skill set by learning from others. We just heard this morning, we recently had a round table with some brand new members, and they were telling us what they expected to gain from it. And a big part of that is, if a flight instructor is independent, and you can certainly put out your own shingle from day one, which is a wonderful ability for a flight instructor, but how do they improve? So rather than improving through purely their own experience, we have all of these resources available for them to gain that. The Professional Development Center, the magazine, we offer monthly what we call Mentor Live, on the theme again of mentorship, where they can watch programs specifically for the flight instruction community. And again, we're representing not only our members, but flight instruction in total, recognizing that it's a valid career path for anyone. It doesn't mean it's just a stepping stone to something further.
That's a really interesting point, because when someone gains a flight instructor certificate, I mean, as we were speaking during the week with various other people, they pass a check ride, you meet a minimum standard, and it's the same way with a flight instructor. It doesn't mean you're the greatest flight instructor around. There's much more learning mm-hmm. to do, and so I'm pleased that you're seeing new flight instructors join, because that, you know, that's something that I never heard when I've got my certificates back in the in the old days. In the last century, I guess that would be accurate, but it is important, because so many things change. Look at the changes in the technology. How do you teach someone to operate a Garmin, you know, in the old days, a 430, and still navigate and look out the windows and watch what the student is doing. I mean, and that's only gotten more complicated, hasn't it?
Well, it's gotten more complicated because, as you say, technology has come along, and in some ways, technology facilitates flying and makes it simpler. Look at, you know, we don't have to fold up charts anymore, figure out how to fold them so we can see out the window, that type of thing. But at the same time, it complicates things because we have to understand how the technology works. What we can never lose sight of, though, is that flying is, the physics of flying hasn't changed. The wing hasn't changed. We need to be able to teach those fundamentals. Judgment is critical, knowing sometimes when it's best not to fly. I would say the other night would be a great example, Wednesday night. We say it humorously, but EAA, I'll give them great kudos. That was great ADM. Right there, you know, could they have squeezed the air show in? Maybe with the timing of that storm? No, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth the risk. So it was great risk management on their part. So those are the things that will never ever change. That's what flight instructors need to learn and need to pass on to their clients and their students, and obviously embrace for themselves.
Sure, and touching on ADM again, I mean, for all those people that were in the campsites, that somebody had the forethought to say, from EAA, we've got to get those people out of there because it's going to really get crazy. And Mike was one of you. You said you spent some time at the museum.
I slept under the replica Spirit of St. Louis with 2,000 of my closest friends Thursday night inside the EAA museum. It was beautifully handled logistically on the ground. But you're talking about the decision to do that, to pull the trigger on the plan itself.
Yes, exactly.
That also speaks to something else that's crucial, and we just had a conversation on over at the NAFI tent with members, situational awareness, right? Right, because one of the things I pointed on, I'm also a designated pilot examiner, and I'm seeing what seems in some case to be a degradation of situational awareness. You know, that GPS goes out, and where are we? And the importance of that. So that's kind of thing we share with our membership, is where we're seeing on a broader perspective where there might be areas in which we have to put a greater focus in order to, you know, in our primary training and throughout the IPCs that we provide, flight reviews, just for general aviation safety purposes.
We're talking with Karen Kalachek, who's the chair-elect, and Bob Mader, who's the chairman of the National Association of Flight Instructors.
Karen, what made you decide that this was the year that you were going to become chairman? I mean, did Bob just... Bob, how long have you been chair? As long as I know.
I've been chair... at the end of the year, it'll be 10 years.
So it was time for a little change of command.
It was time. I'm very proud of where we started and where we are. I think the organization, the team has pulled together a really great organization. It's time for some new ideas. It's certainly time, it's risk management. What if I get hit by a bus? There needs to be an orderly transition and a plan for transition. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean I'm leaving NAFI at all. I'm remaining on the board and hope to play a continued role in the organization and in aviation in general.
Before our quarter hour is up, I did want to touch on the continuing saga about flight instruction in certain types of aircraft, and there's news about that coming over the wires, so to speak, almost every day. Mm-hmm. But does NAFI have a statement, opinion, thought about that?
Yeah, the LOTA, I think the FAA has handled the LOTA piece of it pretty well. They have to comply with their own regulations, obviously, so let's get that taken care of, and they've streamlined the process. Our concern is the same as the rest of the industry. It's the flying for hire or compensation piece. That is a very, very slippery slope, and we are engaged with all the other alphabet groups. I've been involved in several meetings, a couple of meetings, both with the FAA and also with an effort led by AOPA to address that. And we're
to get flight instruction to be excluded from that definition.
Yes, to be excluded from that definition. I wasn't clear about that. Thank you. To ensure that we don't go down a path that was not intended. I am certain that the FAA did not intend for this to be that way, but as we read this court ruling and read this interpretation by the FAA legal division, there are concerns that we're heading down a path that we didn't intend.
Yeah.
Okay. And you would have thought that all these months later, someone would have said, okay, that's not quite what we meant, because they're changing a tradition that's been in place for how many decades, but it's turned into much more of a confrontation than anybody expected.
We don't want to be confrontational. We want to be cooperative, and we want to solve a problem.
That's Bob Mader, who's the outgoing chairman, along with Karen Kalachek, who's the incoming chair-elect of the National Association of Flight Instructors. Thank you so much for coming by today. You're listening to EAA Radio.